This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another accuser comes forward when it comes to Roy Moore, who's definitely under fire. A woman saying she was attacked when she was a child. And Donald Trump Jr. exchanged messages with WikiLeaks while his father was running for president. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we kick things off. And we've got Lori Lewis with us from Talk Media News in our virtual green room. And Lori, one of the things that you sent to me today, and something we've been talking about obviously a ton on this show, is what happened in Sutherland Springs, Texas, and the shooter who's responsible for the assault on the church that killed 26 people. One of those was an unborn child, which really took a lot of people's breath away, and that family was really decimated, by the way, as what would be defined under Texas state law. Tell us more about the whole idea of the gun and why he shouldn't have been able to buy a gun and all that kind of stuff that you dove deep into.
So this Devin Patrick Kelly shouldn't have been able to buy a gun because he was convicted of assault within the military justice system. And so the military doesn't have specifically a domestic violence charge. They have a general assault charge. They actually have 14 subcategories under that, but they don't have one that's specifically for domestic violence. But the military has ways that are intended to still attach that domestic violence note to the charge that's passed through the various systems in the Department of Justice. So that charge, you know, would have eventually the domestic violence note would have made it had the charge actually been reported to the FBI case. So what's going on here is the Air Force didn't report something to the FBI, which we know. We already know that. The Air Force said that. But something I wanted to touch on was that, so there's this bipartisan duo, Senators Jeff Flake and Martin Heinrich. They proposed a bill that would change federal law so it blatantly recognizes now how the military recognizes domestic violence. I know this is messy, but basically the point of this thing, okay, I kept reading and I talked to people, and it sounds like what these senators are proposing, while it could be potentially helpful, it doesn't actually address the root of what happened here. And what we haven't heard yet is much conversation about the root of what went wrong. And the Air Force is conducting an investigation into this. And said they'd have preliminary results this week. But I guess looking at how our lawmakers are responding to it, though, they're not, and it comes down to, you know, are they really the people that can fix this? But it's just interesting to see this, divergence of what people say is happening and how lawmakers are responding to it.
Yeah, and saying that, how they're responding to it, what is the response?
So one individual in the House, a Republican, I'm blanking on his name right now, but he proposed a bill that would mandate domestic violence reporting at the state level to the federal level and incentivize it. And then, again, there's what Jeff Flake and Martin Heinrich have done. And then, of course, there's people, there's other lawmakers who have revamped old pieces of legislation, but these are the two main new ones. But it seems like a legislative response to this incident is just picking up steam.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. Something that you sent me talked about, again, going back into this about that, you know, the Air Force might have made the error, but you look at in doing the research, what Eric Carpenter told you, right, was that with the research showed the issue might be instead that the military and the Department of Justice aren't communicating. I think that's the big takeaway from this.
Yeah, and that's what he said. Some research that he's done kind of shows the numbers show that that might be what's happening, that the actual, like, systems, the computer systems might not be interoperable. So he's describing how, like, you try to extract information from one database, and it doesn't actually grab all the information that it's supposed to from these other databases. But this is just kind of speculation at this point. But that would be kind of astounding if these systems couldn't communicate. But we won't know that until the Air Force probably completes its investigation.
Yeah, wow, crazy. All right, I got a second to this because this was obviously a big deal. Donald Trump Jr. and these messages supposedly with WikiLeaks, that's big news.
Yeah, WikiLeaks and Donald Trump Jr. corresponded via direct messages on Twitter. This was first reported by The Atlantic. And then Donald Trump Jr. Just maybe a couple hours ago now published the tweets on his Twitter account. And one big takeaway is that WikiLeaks sent a message to Donald Trump Jr. saying that it was great to see him and his dad talking about their publications, and then said that they strongly suggest your dad tweet this link if he mentions us, and included a link to search documents that have been hacked from the Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta. And then Trump Jr. did not answer, and 15 minutes later, President Donald Trump tweeted the link out with a comment saying, very little pickup by the dishonest media of incredible information provided by WikiLeaks. So dishonest, rigged system. So again, WikiLeaks provides it to Donald Trump Jr. 15 minutes later, President Donald Trump tweets out the link. So that's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting, and I'm sure we'll hear more of that in the upcoming days, absolutely. And then, of course, this thing about Roy Moore, definitely under fire, but not stepping aside, right?
He's not, but people in Congress are calling for him, too. You heard that from Mitch McConnell today. Another woman stepped forward today. Her name's Beverly Young Nelson. She said she met Moore when she was 15, and he assaulted her when she was 16 years old. One, they knew each other from a restaurant that she worked at, and he offered to drive her home one night and pulled behind somewhere, I think in the back of the restaurant. Yeah, back of the restaurant, I'm sorry. And he kind of forced himself on her, and this is something that she's just not talking about. And she explicitly said during this interview today that she gave that she voted for Donald Trump. This isn't about politics. And anyway, the interview is worth listening to, and the story is worth reading.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And we're going to play some of that coming up here on America Tonight. Lori Lewis, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, so she says, as Lori Lewis said, that it's not about politics because, just like Lori said, what Beverly mentioned was that she voted for Donald Trump. So it wasn't an anti-Republican, anti-Trump, what's happening in the administration kind of thing. Just now these stories have come out, and oh, by the way, this is what happened to me. And I was shocked, didn't know what to do, and often this is the case, and that's what she's saying, that she had no clue. She had no clue what to do. She was a kid. She was shocked. And there's more details coming up on that. We're going to let you hear what she had to say next here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Week started out great. Today was a wild week when it comes to what the buzz in the land is. And it was really sad to actually listen to this woman who accused Moore of sexually assaulting her, Alabama woman, saying, alleging that the Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore sexually assaulted her when she was just a teen. Her attorney is Gloria Allred. Allred said her client, Beverly Young Nelson, would be willing to testify under oath, called on the Senate Judiciary Committee to hold a hearing and subpoena Moore. And she was pretty specific. She said, you know, here's the thing. Allegations of force, if true, would be considered sexual abuse in the first degree. But, of course, the statute of limitations is long up. That's passed. So Moore, when he was asked about it, said it was absolutely false. She detailed her allegations in a statement alongside, again, her attorney, Gloria Allred, who focuses on discrimination and women's rights. That's who she represents, and that's the issues that she tackles. Here is what the woman, Beverly Young Nelson, said.
I am coming forward today to let Mr. Moore to know that he no longer has any power over me, and I no longer live in fear of him.
All right, she was pretty explicit in some other details. She said she tried to open the car door to leave, but he locked it, continued to grab her. He was squeezing her neck, trying to force her head down, and she said she struggled, and she said she started to cry and thought that she was going to be raped. And when she started to cry and begged him to stop, he eventually did, according to what she's saying, and then told her not to speak.
And he said, you're a child. I'm the district attorney. If you tell anyone about this, no one will ever believe you. So these are allegations again, and he's saying that they're absolutely false. He said, that's not true. I didn't even know the woman. And his wife, Kayla Moore, spoke out too, and she said that it's the ugliest politics that she's ever seen. So there were reporters that were there, and she talked about what she says happened. And, you know, it was the Washington Post that published a report last week based on interviews that they did with 30 people saying that Moore pursued relationships with teenagers when he was in his 30s. One woman said she was 14 when Moore initiated sexual contact with her. So we'll see where this goes. Senate Judiciary Committee declined to hold a hearing on it in the next 2 weeks. We know that. The Alabama special election, the Senate special election, is currently scheduled for December 12th. Some Republicans are calling for Moore to step aside because of the accusations from the Post story. But again, he is denying the allegations. He's denying the allegations. So as the world turns and more stories emerge, we'll see. You know, he would be the first senator expelled. I just read this story in 155 years. So Colorado Senator Cory Gardner said the Senate should vote to expel Moore in the unlikely event that he wins a special election on December 12th. So he says if he refuses to withdraw and wins, the Senate should, so already they're moving the ball forward, the Senate should vote to expel him, and that process could start the moment he was officially seated in the Senate. So this gets really dicey from the point of view of the Republicans on the Hill, too. And I didn't realize this. I mean, I realize there have been people expelled, but I didn't realize 16 were ever expelled from the chamber, right? 14 of the 16, this is how long back it goes, 14 of the 16 were expelled for supporting the Confederate cause during the Civil War, right? So that's a long way back to, to go back in the annals of the history, but there have been others in more modern times that have faced that. And they include, probably names you can think of off the top of your head, because immediately when this story happened, I started to think, oh, well, yeah, for all of you listening in Oregon, Oregon Senator Bob Packwood, facing series of sexual assault and abuse of power allegations. And in 95, the Senate Committee on Ethics recommended Packwood be expelled, but then he announced he would resign the next day, and he left instead in October of 95. Then you remember New Jersey Senator Harrison Williams Jr., who was the central guy in the FBI's abscam sting, in which an agent impersonated an Arab sheikh who lavished Williams and other members of Congress with money in exchange for favorable treatment. Williams was indicted in 1980, found guilty in 81. The Committee on Ethics recommended he be removed, and what did he do? He resigned. There was even a movie made about this a couple of years ago. And I'll give you one more. There was North Dakota Senator William Langer on the day he was supposed to be seated in the Senate, and this is 1940, he's accused of bribery and a bunch of other charges by North Dakota citizens. So a Senate Select Committee was supposed to look into the allegations. They recommended expulsion, but Langer survived with just 30 senators voting to expel him. So it doesn't always end in that direction. It doesn't always mean that they would be expelled anyway. But a lot of Alabama women are weighing in on this whole, on Moore and with allegations. So when do they decide, there's enough there? And a few Republicans have already said that. They already think that there's more, there's smoke, there's some fire, that these can't be all made up or witch hunting or, you know, whatnot. So how far does it go? You know, when they say you live in interesting times, boy, times 10 is what we're seeing. It's just been crazy what's happened with, in general, what's happened across the board, whether it's politics, whether it's Hollywood, whether it's technology companies, whether it's other corporations. A lot of power brokers are starting to fall for things that have happened in the past or in the not too distant or not too far back history. Future, we don't know. So this has caught a lot of people in a web, and it's a web that's sticky, and it's a web that they can't get out of. Louis C.K., Hollywood-wise, comedian-wise, he's at the top of his game until a couple of weeks ago, and he admitted what happened and apologized, and everything has dropped on his head because more and more people are coming out. When they're finding out what happened in these comedy clubs, what happened with the women who he hung out with, wow. And you think about 2 years ago, 3 years ago really it was, when 50 women accused Bill Cosby of sexual misconduct and drugging them and whatnot. And that was sort of, in a way, that was sort of the start of this. But because of a powerful producer in Hollywood, Harvey Weinstein, this door has really been smashed open. I mean, really, really big. And some of the stories, you know, you've got daughters, you have wives, you have great female friends. Ah, there's just no place for this ugly, awful behavior. But nobody called it out in some of these cases. And this is what you get when nobody steps forward because they're afraid, because the person has too much power, too much economic power over them. And as to what happens in the past and making it and moving it forward to the future, for example, Moore, we don't even know if he gets elected in the special election. He has, I think, just as many fans still as detractors. So this will keep playing out for the next couple of weeks at least. Stay with us. Coming up, we dip into the mailbag here on America Tonight.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patent and feel to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Shout out to a station in Palm Springs, California, KKGX 920 AM. I love it. They are carrying us right now. The people in fabulous Palm Springs can hear us. Had a long conversation with the station manager there a while ago, Kevin Barrett, great guy. And it's funny, I'm going to Palm Springs for a big speech coming up in December, and I really enjoy it there. There's some hidden secrets about Palm Springs, meaning it's they have great golf courses, but they always have great terrain, and they have some interesting history there that I will share with you when I go to Palm Springs. So thanks so much for that, and welcome to the fold, and to the rest of you listening to America Tonight. Like I said, here we are. We're off to the races. We're close to Thanksgiving, and we are getting closer and closer to more holidays and the end of the year, and a lot is happening coming out of Washington. Let's go to Sally in the other Washington, Washington State. Hey, Sally, how have you been?
I'm fine.
Good.
I just wanted to spare it out. This was fascinating to me, and I used to think that, you know, back when I was a little girl, we had three channels, and that kind of united us. You know, we all watched pretty much the same things on TV. But now it's like we do jury trials through media. Like, example, remember the Casey Anthony story where her little girl was missing? And
oh, yeah.
Even I thought she was guilty. I mean, there was one point where she charged her father of abusing her. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Anything to get off. Then they found the little girl and everything and taped over them. I mean, you know, many people were really upset. I was, too. I really thought she was guilty. Same thing with O.J. Simpson, you know. And we're supposed to have, under our Constitution, a trial by our peers. And Casey Anthony got off, and O.J. Simpson, many people thought he was guilty. Some did, you know, he got off. And then, too, way back when I was a little girl, JFK was killed. And many people, you know, I remember them showing Oswald saying, "I'm just a patsy." And then we find out he was trained by the CIA and a base in Japan. Mm-hmm. We learned that there's more shooters. It was opened up again when I was in high school. I think in the 70s it was opened up again because you just never know. And so we don't know. We could totally be wrong about this, you know, about people who get accused of things. And what do you do, Kate? What if someone came and did something that was not true about you? You're in the media. You're on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
What do? You just, all I know to do is pray and stand my ground.
I agree with you. I agree, Sally, that, you know, it's like America Tonight's about discussion and people coming forward and saying X, Y, Z, and then others saying, well, that's not true. These are allegations. And you are right. There are some scary things that happen. And trust me, I think, and you may have been there in a different way, have been here too. You know, when somebody accuses you of something you didn't do, you just feel wild about it because you're blindsided. If you didn't do something, and it's, especially if it's horrific, you're right. It's not a good thing.
Do you remember the movie Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah.
I love that movie. He didn't do it. And, of course, when he went to the prison, and I think Morgan Freeman was in it, too, what a wonderful movie, you know, and everybody said they weren't guilty. But you know what? He really wasn't, according to this movie. And yet, you know, he had to, you know, be in that prison and everything. And then, you know, it's just, you just don't know because there's been people who have been wrongly accused. I think another one story I was thinking of, let's see, not the Petersons. That was kind of weird. First Scott Peterson, then Drew
Yeah,
Peterson.
That is strange, yes.
But, gosh.
You're right. There's plenty of times where it's wrong. Well, and we see that a lot of times now with DNA evidence and other things that have happened, people that have been wrongly accused and convicted of things, even that's been overturned, rightfully so.
Oh, I know what it was. It was the lacrosse team in college. Oh my gosh, they almost, you know,
the Duke. You're talking about the Duke lacrosse team.
Yeah, the Duke lacrosse team. And it came out to not be true, and so you know, I've always thought about that. All I can do is just pray. Oh, and there's a biblical one, which is Joseph was wrongly imprisoned. You know, Potter's, I don't know if you know,
right.
The Bible, I'm talking
right.
about that.
Joseph right.
wrongly accused, and he had to go to prison. And, but there's just examples, and that's why when they wrote the Constitution, we all get a trial by our peers, and we get to tell our side of the story. But what's happening, I see, is we try these things on TV and the media and everything. I mean, everybody, do you know what we mean? We're trying them, and we don't have all the facts. And that's kind of like with the Oswald story. I saw one that I really believed this guy was an expert, and he showed that there's a manhole. And I went there. My son lives just out in Fort Worth, and he took me to Dallas. And there's got an X on the road where Kennedy was.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he kept saying it came from the ground. Well, he found a manhole with a drain thing. And I saw one of those in the movie that Stephen King just came out with where there was a clown hiding in one of those things.
Yeah.
And he showed that a guy could get down there and he could shoot him from down in the drain hole. Nobody would, they would hear it, but they wouldn't see where the gun was coming from. And that's the one that got him in the neck. And then a 30-minute walk takes you right out Trinity River, if you're familiar with Dallas, Texas.
Absolutely.
So I don't know. And then people chased because they heard things coming from the grassy knoll. They chased some people. So it wasn't just Oswald, or if it was, I don't know. You know, and I guess when we stand before God is when we'll find out the truth, because he can see what happened. I don't know. What do you think?
I agree. That's such a mystery, and one that has really haunted a lot of people, Sally, for a long time, as to what really happened there and what don't we know. And it's I've been to the Sixth Floor Museum. I know exactly what you're talking about. For people listening, it's really fascinating to go through, and it does make you wonder what really happened.
Yeah, and so I'm just saying, you know, my Bible says that only God can see the heart in the heart and see the motives and intents. Only he knows, and that's why I said if I ever got accused of something, I wouldn't know what else to do except pray and ask God, why am I going through this? I mean, you go through trials in life. I lost my son. I didn't understand. You know that. But I know I will see him again. But it was, you know, to lose a child is, no parent wants to have a child go before them.
No kidding.
And, so you just don't know. But, that's why also, too, I think there's a statute, you mentioned that, about the, what is the statute of limitations if something happens to you?
Right. It's only so many years, and it's when it expires, you can't take them to court.
Is it seven or is it more?
It's seven.
Okay. Well, when Bill Cosby, and I really like the Bill, I think many Americans love Bill Cosby. I think it was the number one show, but didn't somebody come forward, though? Right away in that case. I mean, they came to the police, but they didn't. So they had at least a report on file.
Yes.
But I know when you're young, you might not want to do that, but we have to consider that. That's why they put it in there. You know, at least get something on the record.
Right.
7 years.
Right.
A person was 14. Is that what you said that girl was? So in 7 years, she'd be 21.
Right. So
the
statute of limitations is once that's up, then legally there's nothing you can do there. You can come forward in different ways, but you certainly can't do it there. Sally, as always, we thank your son for his service. So very, very sad what happened to him. And I understand the points that you're making in saying about accusations and allegations. That's why, you know, one of the things you learn in journalism school, and of course we talk about it and said it here, is the allegations. I do think a lot of times where there's smoke, there's fire, and by the other side of this, by another token, you don't want somebody to, quotes, get away with it either. But you're right. You know, Lady Justice, where's the justice in something that's where somebody's, you know, accused of something, and then it turns out the other way? And I think that's why there is that push to be very careful about what, you know, again, what you say, because of how that can often end up. And then sometimes it's sad because people are afraid to come forward because there's too much power involved. So, you know, there's two sides of that, obviously. And the Roy Moore saga, I don't know. I don't know how that gets solved, as to saying, well, this is definitive and this isn't, because, again, you're talking about these past cases. And if you've got, but you have 20 Republicans who are calling for him to step aside because they realize how brutal that is. Where there's more people, more volume, Sally knows this too, more likely to be true, right, than one or two people. And what would be the purpose of coming forward if there certainly is no financial gain in it? So you can't say that with some of these women that have come forward on this. Hey, stay with us. We're going to the mailbag next.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Show, we go to one of my favorite things that we do here on America Tonight, to what you had to say about what's happening here in the U.S. and elsewhere. A really interesting kind of grab bag of thoughts from all of you. So without further ado, let's dive into the mailbag.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
My thoughts exactly. All right, this one is from Bernie. Katie Kate, I listen to the show all the time. Love it. You keep doing what you're doing, and you'll be right up there with Sean Hannity and the rest of the big boys. Trust me, you're starting to really, really stand out. Great content. I love it and love you. Here's what I really hate that's happening. I hate, hate, hate that the bad guys are getting away with it and the good guys are getting accused of it. Boy, we really did not do a good job of protecting our women. What were the men thinking in some of these situations, like with that Hollywood scumbag producer Weinstein? Why didn't someone step forward and say something? They couldn't have all been lying. Oh, to just let those women deal with that nonsense is so wrong on so many levels. Well, I agree. If somebody doesn't take the step forward, if there's an injustice that's being done, it's horrible. And he got away with it. And there were actresses that told their co-stars what happened, or boyfriends, or whatever. There's a story about Gwyneth Paltrow when she was in the movie, I want to say it was Shakespeare in Love, and Weinstein produced it. And she was dating Brad Pitt, went to him and said she was worried, scared, whatever. And supposedly Brad Pitt went to him and said, stay away from her. So he did that. Did people not know how widespread it was? It sounds like they did because they made comments about it. Here's the thing. Whatever it was, bottom line is this burst open and the dam has burst. And that's a good thing because I'll say it again. If you're a woman, if you have a daughter, if you have nieces, if you have any females in your life, no good guy that I know, and I know a lot of good guys. I know some amazing guys who would put it all on the line for me. I'm not even just saying my husband or family. I know some fabulous men who would never stand for this. Never. And I'm saying when it's a definite, like look at Louis C.K. So people started to talk about Louis C.K. when all this opened up. And I give him credit. So there's no debating. Oh, do you think those women made it up? Oh, do you think? No. He said flat out, I'm a jerk. I did it. I should have never done what I did. I was wrong. It was an abuse of power. He said it. He admitted it. So he didn't back away. And we may see more of these stories. I mean, look, we've seen it in media. We've seen it in technology. We've seen it, I said this before, we've seen it in Hollywood, and we've seen it in politics. Okay, so let's move forward. Let's go to this one from Norm. Kate, boy, I'll tell you what, I am astounded by the avalanche of awful, horrible, abusive men that we're hearing about from all walks of life. I was raised to be a gentleman. I've lived that kind of life. I instilled that in my sons. I raised my daughters to expect more and to demand the best. And lucky for me, I've got two great son-in-laws who are incredibly respectful and would lose it if my daughter, their wives, were ever subjective to some of what we're hearing. What do you make of all this Roy Moore stuff? I have to think that there's got to be something to this predatory behavior. And I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. He was in his 30s. So you think about it and you think about these teenagers and you think about the power he had. The statute of limitations running out on all cases, so there's no charges against him. He's running for the Senate. But I guess the question is, how much do you believe that he is truly innocent of all of that? I think the more people that come forward, especially with nothing to really gain, what would make sense of that? Why would that happen? And this isn't a Democratic attack, and there certainly is another Republican who could have stepped in there. And you see the Republicans who are bailing on this, but Moore says it's a desperate political attack. Well, the latest woman that came forward said, listen, I wasn't ready for, you know, people are saying, why didn't you come forward? Why this? Why that? She said, I wasn't ready for that. I was 14. And how would I know that? I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. what's happening is Moore told Sean Hannity heading into the weekend that the allegations against him were completely false and misleading, and called the claim that he had a relationship with a 14-year-old girl politically motivated. Politically motivated. Senator John McCain said the allegations against Moore are deeply disturbing and disqualifying. McCain called for Moore to immediately step aside and allow the people of Alabama to elect a candidate they can be proud of. So, look, Fox and MSNBC dumped Roger Ailes, Bill O'Reilly, Mark Halperin when the sexual harassment claims became very public and pretty well reported news stories. You know, eventually all of it was ironed out. How about Kevin Spacey dumped by Netflix? I mentioned Louis C.K., boom, HBO cut loose. How about studios dumping Harvey Weinstein, who was mega powerful? So then you have to ask yourself, why is it different in other facets of life? Look at Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner, 21 months as a federal sex offender for sexting with a minor. So now it's just a question, is Roy Moore going to Congress, or is he stepping aside and not running in December? Not running in December. Lots of conversation about that. So, you know, I mean, innocent until proven guilty, right? Innocent until proven guilty, but is the account from especially this latest woman too serious to just simply ignore it? And should he step aside? Or should he stay in the fight? And what would he do to combat that fight? Wow. All right, quickly, let's move to another one. This one is from Mel, who says, Kate, I know you obviously are a fan of sports. That's kind of your release. You've talked about that. And when you see what's happening in football, are you disturbed at all by all of these injuries? Yeah, interesting you should say that. There are some incredibly big injuries this season. And what does that mean? Are players bigger, badder, faster, and slamming into other players? Is it not enough? Somebody said to me the other day, well, maybe it's not enough practice time. I say you can't have too much practice time because you can get hurt in practice, too. So I don't think you want too much of that either. It's a very strange year in the NFL for injuries. Absolutely saddest one, too. Deshaun Watson, he was doing so well. Quarterback for Houston a couple of weeks ago. Boom, he's out. That's it for the rest of the season. We're out, too. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.